由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
What a delight and joy for us to broadcast to you this program.
我们今天非常开心，我们可以同你去分享天路导向的信息。
And today we're going to start a new series of messages entitled Looking Up.
今天我们将要开始一个崭新系列的信息，这个系列信息呢叫做向上去举目仰望。
And it is taken from the life of the Apostle Paul.
这个的内容是来自使徒保罗的生命经历。
He always looked up when life knocked him down.
我想告诉你，使徒保罗呢，很多时候当他生命走入低谷的时候，他都会举目仰望上帝的。
And I want to begin by telling you that there are two types of surprises in life.
在节目开始的时候，我想告诉你，其实在人生里头有两种的惊讶。
There are good surprises and there are bad surprises.
一种开心就叫惊喜啦，但系唔开心叫做咩？就惊啦。
But when you walk closely with God and delight yourself in Him,
当你同上帝关系好近嘅时候呢，你并且因上帝而喜乐嘅时候，你就会唔再一样啊。
You will always get good surprises.
你永远都会获得惊喜。
If you look at biblical history.
如果你睇翻圣经嘅历史嘅话
，You will find so many good surprises of the grace of God。
你将会发现上帝嘅恩典系会带嚟好多美好嘅惊喜。
And there are countless modern day examples of changed lives by God's grace。
但系我想话俾你听，喺今日啊，有好多无数嘅生命因为上帝嘅恩典得着改变。
In the fourth century.There was a college professor named Aurelius.
在公元四世纪有一位那时的大学教授，那时未有大学，他呢就是教东西的，叫做奥勒留。
He was confronted by the grace of God and became the great Saint Augustine.
当上帝的恩典临到他的时候，他就成为了伟大的圣奥古斯丁。
Through God's grace, a slave trader by the name of John Newton.
因为上帝的恩典，其中一个是卖奴隶的奴隶贩子，他叫做约翰牛顿。
Became a great pastor and a songwriter.
他最后成为了一个了不起的牧师和诗歌作家，写了奇异恩典。
But perhaps there is no greater surprising story of the grace of God than the story of Saul of Tarsus.
但是或者没有一个关于上帝的恩典的故事能够超过大扫人扫罗的传奇了。
No transformation had greater impact upon world history than Saul of Tarsus.
也都没有人能够比得上大扫人扫罗，他的转变是令到整个世界都改变。
I want to share with you four surprises that God's grace reveals to us.
而在今次我想和大家分享上帝的恩典向我们显示出来的四个惊喜。
And if you do have a Bible with you, I want to go through the book of Acts chapter 9.
如果你有圣经的话，让我们一起去看看使徒行传第九章。
Here are the four things.
我们在里面看到上帝显出来的四个惊喜。
First,
第一个惊喜是什么呢？
God's grace surprises a man.
原来上帝的恩典是出乎我们意料之外的。
And you find that in verses 1 to 3.
你可以在一至到三节看到这一点的。
Secondly,
第二样东西究竟是什么呢？
God's grace has a surprising method.
原来上帝的恩典是藉着人惊讶的方式去表达的。
Verses 4 to 9.
是记载在第四到九节的。
Thirdly,
第三个惊喜究竟是什么呢？
God's grace is delivered through a surprising mentor.
上帝的恩典是会由一个令人惊奇的导师来传递的。
Verses 10 to 25.
记载在10-25节。
And finally, God's grace delivers surprising friends.
最后第四个惊喜就是上帝的恩典是会传递给那些惊奇的朋友。
Verses 26 to 31.
是记载在第26-31节，就是《使徒行传》的第九章里面很多的惊喜送给我们。
Let's first look at God's grace surprises a man.
原来第一种惊喜就是原来上帝的恩典是会令人惊奇的。
Saul of Tarsus was taught in the Pharisaic school.
大数人扫罗，他曾经在法利赛人的学校接受教育的。
So were Jesus and his disciples.
耶稣和他的门徒都是这样。
But this is where all the commonalities end.
但是我告诉你，其实他们相同的地方就是这么多。
Saul of Tarsus was a Roman citizen and was educated in Greek.
但是大数人扫罗，他是罗马公民，而且他在希腊接受过教育。
But far more important than any of this is that Saul of Tarsus was a persecutor of Christians.
更加重要的是大数人扫罗是一个迫害基督徒的人。
He was a persecutor of Jesus Christ.
他是一个迫白耶稣基督的人。
Saul of Tarsus thought he could stamp out Christianity.
大数人扫罗，他以为他可以毁灭基督教。
Luke tells us that Saul wanted to devastate and ravage the church.
路加医生曾经告诉我们，扫罗曾经想破坏并且毁灭教会。
And Saul had received permission from the high priest in Jerusalem to stamp out Christians in Damascus.
而且扫罗已经得到了耶路撒冷大祭司的许可，准备去到迫害在大马士革的基督徒。
It was a long journey from Jerusalem to Damascus.
在耶路撒冷去大马士革虽然要走一段的道路。
But this reveals the incredible commitment that Saul of Tarsus had in his desire to destroy the believers.
由此我们其实可以看到，他肯行这么远过去大马士革，都知道他是很坚决想毁灭基督徒。
Had anyone suggested to Saul that by the time he got to Damascus he would become a Christian, he would have killed them on the spot.
我想告诉你，如果有人告诉扫罗，你去到大马士革之后，你会成为一个基督徒，我想扫罗那时未去之前，他会肯定当场杀了那个人。
And that is why he was not only a surprising man.
因此呢，扫罗不单只是一个让人惊奇的人。
He was a surprised man.
他自己都觉得好惊奇啊。
Not only was he so thoroughly converted to Christ.
扫罗不单只完全这样归向基督。
But he became the greatest preacher in the New Testament.
他亦都成为了新约时代最伟大、最伟大的布道家。
He was a surprising man.
他其实是很让人惊奇的人。
But secondly, there was a surprising method.
但是第二样嘢呢，都有一样是很令人惊讶的方式的。
Look at verses 4 to 9.
你看下第四节去到第九节啊。
Of Acts chapter 9.
是《使徒行传》第九章4-9节。
God knew that Saul of Tarsus was not the kind of man who would respond to the gentle voice.
上帝知道，原来大数人扫罗不会对轻柔的呼召有所回应。
God knew that because of Saul's stubbornness, only a surprising confrontation would get his attention.
上帝亦都知道扫罗好倔强啊，只有出其不意咁样对质，佢先会注意。
And it is only after Saul is freed from his pride that Jesus speaks to him.
亦都只有当扫罗放低自己嘅骄傲嘅时候，耶稣先至会对佢讲说话。
My listening friend, let me ask you this.
各位亲爱嘅朋友，让我嚟问你。
Do you know what that's like?
你明唔明我讲紧嗰样嘢系意味紧啲乜嘢？
There are times when we are so full of our pride and arrogance that God has a hard time reaching us.
好多嘅时候，当我哋充满咗骄傲狂妄嘅时候，上帝好难打动我哋。
There are times when we are so adamant about our point of view that God has to knock us down to get our attention.
亦都有好多嘅时候，我哋都非常执着于自己嘅观点，上帝唔可以唔先去激到我哋，去引起我哋嘅注意。
And Jesus said to Saul of Tarsus,
当时耶稣对大扫人扫罗话，
Why are you persecuting me?
点解你要逼迫我？
My listening friends, I want to tell you something that's very important.
亲爱的朋友，我要话俾你听一件好重要嘅事。
If you are persecuted because of your righteousness,
如果你系因为正直公义而受逼迫嘅话，
If you are persecuted because of your godly life,
如果你受逼迫系因为你愿意过敬虔嘅生活嘅话，
Let me tell you that those who are harassing you,
咁样我要话俾你听，嗰啲折磨你嘅人。
They are not harassing and persecuting you, they are persecuting Jesus Christ.
他们不是在折磨你，不是在逼迫你，他们是在逼迫耶稣基督。
In fact, when Saul was confronted by the risen Christ,
事实上，当扫罗面对复活的耶稣基督的时候，
All he could say was, Who are you, Lord?
他可以说什么呢？原来他可以说的只是说，主啊，你是谁啊？
Now this is very important.
嗱，呢样嘢好重要噶。
The reason so many Christians live defeated lives,
点解今日有好多嘅基督徒生活喺挫败里面呢？
Is because they never ask, "Who are you, Lord?"
就系因为佢哋从来都唔会问主啊，你系边个啊？
When you get to the point of knowing who God is,
但系当你确实知道究竟上帝是边个的时候，
And the privilege of his calling you to a relationship with him,
你又知道上帝呼召你就是要给你一个特权，让你同上帝建立关系的时候，
You would never again walk in your own strength.
你就从此不会再靠自己的力量去打拼。
In fact, later on in Acts 26:14,
事实上在《使徒行传》后面第26章第14节里面，
Paul said that when Jesus appeared to him,
保罗说当耶稣向他显现的时候，
Jesus said, it is hard for you to kick against the goads.
耶稣说你用脚去踢落啲刺上面是难的。
Do you know what a goad is?
你知唔知乜嘢系刺啊？
A goad is a sharp object and it is used to break in a bull.
嗰啲刺呢系一种刺棒，好尖嘅，跟住呢爱嚟驯服啲公牛嘅。
It is not designed for human beings.
佢唔系用喺人类嘅身上面嘅。
It is designed for stubborn animals.
佢系爱嚟对付一啲野性难驯嘅动物嘅。
So what is Jesus saying?
究竟耶稣喺度讲紧乜嘢呢？
He is saying that refusing to surrender to the voice of God is like being prodded and pricked with a sharp object.
耶稣系讲紧拒绝上帝嘅呼召就好似被刺棒去对付一样。
Jesus is not doing this.
事实上耶稣并冇咁样做噶。
Instead, you are doing it by refusing to listen to his voice.
相反，是你拒绝听上帝的说话，所以就落在今日的光景里面。
What were these goads that Saul was kicking against?
这样保罗他踢的刺又是指什么呢？
First, there was doubt.
第一样就是怀疑。
Paul knew deep down that Jesus was the Messiah, but he would not admit it.
保罗在心底里面知道耶稣就是弥赛亚，但是他不愿意去承认。
He kept blocking God's voice.
他掩耳不去听上帝的声音。
Then a second goad was Stephen.
跟着第二个刺是什么？就是斯提凡。
When Saul heard Stephen testifying to the resurrected Jesus Christ,
当扫罗听到斯提凡为耶稣基督的复活作见证的时候，
Deep down, Saul knew that Stephen was speaking the truth.
在内心里，扫罗知道斯提凡讲的是事实。
But he refused to believe it and chose to be stubborn.
但是保罗他不要相信，并且要决定顽强地对抗。
Paul actually guarded the clothes of those who stoned Stephen to death.
事实上，保罗还帮那些用石头打死斯提凡的人去看着他的衣服。
Listen to me, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的朋友，请你仔细地留意。
When you are fighting against the conviction of the Holy Spirit, you are hurting yourself.
当你同圣灵的责备互相对抗的时候，其实你是在度伤害紧自己。
When you are fighting against God's conviction of sin in your life, deep down you are hurting.
当你拒绝接受上帝宣告你有罪的时候，在心灵的深处，你在度受伤。
Give it up.
希望你快啲去降服喺上帝嘅跟前啦。
Thirdly, the grace of God produces a surprising teacher.
好，第三点啦，就系上帝嘅恩典系造就咗一位令人惊奇嘅老师啊。
The Lord tells Saul to go to the house of Judas in Damascus.
主耶稣吩咐扫罗去到大马士革嘅犹大家里面。
And then God speaks to one of the leaders of the church of Damascus by the name of Ananias.
跟住。上帝就话俾大马士革嘅一位教会领袖亚拿尼亚听啦。
And God said, Ananias, I want you to go and meet Saul of Tarsus.
佢话亚拿尼亚，你快啲去见大扫人扫罗啊。
Ananias did not want to question the Lord.
亚拿尼亚咧，佢都唔想去责问上帝噶。
But he said, Do you know what this man has done, Lord?
佢就话主啊，你知唔知道呢个人做过啲乜嘢啊？
Saul's reputation had already spread into Damascus.
原来扫罗好差嘅名声已经传到大马士革啦。
Saul was coming to imprison and to kill the Christian.
扫罗嚟到系要逮捕杀害基督徒噶。
Ananias was scared to death.
亚拿尼亚系惊到要死啊。
But we so often fail to believe in God's power.
但是我想告诉你，其实我们都是一样经常忘记上帝的大能的。
Someone said that Ananias is the forgotten hero of the Christian church.
有人说亚拿尼亚是一位被基督教会忽略的英雄。
He was called to mentor a notorious murderer.
他被上帝去呼召去感化一个声名狼藉的凶手。
I want to ask you something important.
我想问你一个很重要的问题。
Has God ever called you to do something that seems to be insurmountable?
上帝有没有叫过你做一件看起来是你做不掂的事啊？
I want you to remember this.
我想你记住这一点。
When he does ask you, it is because he has already gone ahead of you and prepared the way.
当他真的要让你去的时候，其实上帝一早在前面为你开路了。
And in this case, God had already taken care of Saul.
而在这里，上帝已经对付过扫罗了。
He already converted his heart.
他已经改变了扫罗的心了。
Whatever is frightening you,
无论你在心里面，你有什么是怕的，
The Lord has already tamed it.
上帝已经为你解决了。
The truth of the matter is that Saul had not been able to stop talking about Jesus.
而我哋喺度睇到嘅事实系，原来扫罗已经唔能够停止传扬主耶稣啦。
Look at verses 20, 21 and 22.
让我哋一齐嚟睇下第二十节、二十一节同二十二节。
Immediately he began proclaiming that Jesus is the Son of God.
原来保罗系即刻已经开始宣扬耶稣就系上帝嘅儿子啊。
What a transformation.
哇，你睇下佢嘅转变几大。
Then we are told that Paul went to Arabia because the exits in the city of Damascus were sealed.
我想话俾你听，原来保罗之后呢去咗阿拉伯，因为大马士革嘅城门被封锁咗。
People were looking out for him and they wanted to kill him.
原来人喺度揾紧保罗，并且想杀害佢啊。
Isn't that amazing, my listening friend?
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，系咪好奇妙啊？
The one who was going after the fugitives has become a fugitive himself.
原来嗰啲曾经追捕逃犯嘅人，如今而家都自己成为咗逃犯。
In verse 23, Luke said, "After many days."
我哋发现喺第二十三节嗰度，路加话过咗一啲日子。
We know those many days actually were 3 years.
我哋知道嗰段日子其实系三年啊。
Paul said so in Galatians chapter 1 verses 17 and 18.
如果你有圣经的话，你可以看一下加拉太书一章十七和十八节是写了的。
When the Bible says he went to Arabia, at that time it was in the modern day city of Petra in Jordan.
圣经上面说保罗去了阿拉伯，实际上其实他是去了约旦的城市佩特拉。
There were Greeks, Romans, and Egyptians there.
嗰度有希腊人，有罗马人，有埃及人。
The Apostle Paul spent 3 years in this area.
我哋知道使徒保罗喺呢个地区留咗三年咁耐。
Why did God lead him there?
咁你话点解上帝要带佢去嗰度呢
？God took him there to meditate, to pray, and to hide.
原来上帝让佢喺嗰度默想，去祷告，去隐藏。
So we not only have a surprising man.
我哋知道，原来我哋唔单止有一个充满惊奇嘅人。
Not only do we have a surprising method.
唔单止有一个令人惊奇嘅方法。
Not only do we have a surprising teacher.
唔单止有一个惊奇令人惊奇嘅老师。
But fourthly, there are surprising friends.
此外，第四，我哋仲有一群惊讶、令人惊讶嘅朋友。
To say that Paul's fellowship with the apostles is a surprise is an understatement.
如果话保罗同埋其他使徒嘅关系系令人惊讶嘅，其实呢个方法嘅表达方法系唔能够表达事实嘅。
In verse 26 of chapter 9 of the book of Acts,
我哋喺《使徒行传》第九章二十六节
，It says that Saul came to Jerusalem and tried to associate with the disciples, but they were scared of him.
嗰度话保罗尝试同其他嘅使徒去交往，但系呢啲使徒都好惊佢。
His reputation was not forgotten in those 3 years.
原来保罗嘅名声喺呢三年都未曾被忘记啊。
But thank God for the Barnabases of this world.
但系感谢上帝，呢个世界仲有啲好似巴拿巴咁样嘅人。
Those people who understand the grace of God.
佢哋理解上帝嘅恩典。
Those who understand that God specializes in saving sinners.
我哋发现佢哋知道上帝系专门拯救罪人。
Those who understand that God delights in the repentant sinner.
佢哋知道上帝悦纳悔改嘅罪人。
And so Barnabas takes Paul by the hand, and he becomes accepted to the apostles.
于是透过巴拿巴嘅推荐，最终使徒系接纳咗保罗。
But let me tell you this as I conclude.
但系喺今日节目结束之前，我好想话俾你听。
After 3 years in Arabia,
喺阿拉伯三年之后
，Saul went to his home of Tarsus for approximately 7 years.
我哋发现扫罗系翻到佢嘅故乡大扫，大概留咗七年咁耐。
So if you are counting, this would be roughly about 10 years.
如果你懂得计数的话，三加七等于差不多十年了。
10 years from the time that he confronted the resurrected Christ on the road to Damascus.
这个是他在大马士革路上面遇到复活的基督之后的十年。
Some of you have been waiting for the Lord to answer your prayers for many years.
有些朋友等待上主应许你的祷告已经很多年了。
And some of you have given up praying.
有很多人已经放弃了不再祈祷了。
10 years pass from the time Paul encounters the risen Christ.
保罗遇见复活的基督已经过了十年了。
And so Barnabas takes him by the hand to the apostles and says, this is God's man.
巴拿巴拎着保罗的手去到使徒面前说，这个就是上帝的仆人。
A forgotten man for 10 years.
一个被遗忘了十年的人。
Becomes the most influential man in the entire New Testament period.
竟然是成为了整个新约时代最有影响力的人之一。
What is God doing?
究竟上帝在做什么呢？
He was training him, teaching him, and preparing him.
原来上帝在训练着，在教导着，在装备着保罗。
When you are waiting for God to answer your prayers,
当你等待上帝回应你的祈祷的时候
，The devil wants you to give up.
魔鬼梗系想你放弃啦。
Do you think Paul wondered about the encounter with the risen Christ during those 10 years?
但系今日我好想你去谂下，究竟保罗喺佢翻去大扫喺阿拉伯嗰十年里面，究竟有冇对佢遇见过嘅复活嘅基督产生疑惑呢？
Do you think he questioned what happened?
究竟保罗有没有质疑过他发生过的一切事呢？
From all of his writings, we know he did.
从保罗所有的书信里面，我们知道他曾经都怀疑过的。
But I want to tell you this.
但是我想告诉你一件事。
God's ways are not our ways, and His timing is not our timing.
就是上帝的道路和我们的道路是不一样的，上帝的时间也都和我们的时间不一样的。
You may be praying for somebody to be saved.
你或者在为某些人的得救在祈祷。
The worst thing you can do is give up praying for that person.
最差的事你能够做的就是停止为他祈祷咯。
Because you do not know what God is doing behind the scenes.
因为你不知道上帝在背后做着什么。
Be patient when you pray.
记得在祷告里面是要有耐性的。
Don't ever give up being surprised by the grace of God.
上帝的恩典是会为你带来惊喜，希望你永永远远都不要放弃这个机会。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
在这里希望你快点同我们联络，写信来到给我们天路导向的主持人麦克牧师或者万峰，甚至你又可以写电邮去到给我们，或者去到我们良友电台的网站www.liangyou.net， 在留言版里面同我们好好去分享上帝施予给你的恩典。愿上帝大大赐福给你，下次天路导向的时间再会。